Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to partner with a celebrity using their social media platform. Being a brand manager is now even more difficult since social media was added to the marketing mix. The number of digital advertising options rises daily, and keeping up with what engages the consumer and actually leads to sales is a hard trick to master. In fact, it's like trying to capture smoke. As soon as you jump onto one social media platform, another one emerges that you have to do if you want to compete. And another. It's a vicious, relentless, never-ending cycle. And it all takes a tremendous amount of time to do yourself or money to do with help. And then there's the social media influencer, that individual who might bring your brand a pot of gold, if you do it right, and if you get lucky. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to talk and walk you through 7 different steps you can take to help you have that chance of making luck turn into reality as you traverse the minefield of social influencer planning to land on the right side of a winning campaign with a real celebrity. Before we get there, let's talk about making your brand stand out. Prior to starting down the road of finding a celebrity partner, a brand manager needs to decide which is the best platform to build an earned social media program on, and which is the best for paid advertising support to increase fan base and loyalty. Social media today for brands requires dollars being spent and cannot solely rely on hopes of organic likes and shares. Regardless of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat, WeChat, Weibo, or whatever else the new hot platform is, the most important question the brand manager should next ask is, what is the best way to stand out from competition and actually get noticed on this platform, and that we can afford? One surefire tool to gain notice is through well-thought-out social media celebrity partnerships, which not only catch targeted consumers' attention just by being different and having some relevance to them, but also uses the influence factor to increase sales and truly engage the consumer. With consumers spending an average of 4.5 hours of time daily just on leisure activities, watching content on their many screens, paying celebrities to post a shout-out on social media or interact through video or contests is really now a mainstay of brand marketing. Even if you don't want it to be, it's here, and it's not going anywhere. So let's get down to those 7 tips to create a successful celebrity-based social media campaign for your brand. The first step is all about making sure the celebrity is a trusted source and authentic to your brand. Word of mouth recommendations are the most trusted form of advertising, and combined with the fact that celebrities are highly influential amongst consumers, the organic appeal of celebrity social media campaign posts offers a multitude of benefits to brands. And with a celebrity influencer behind a brand posting about their product, there is not only an aspirational element, but the post is more trusted amongst consumers. In fact, Nielsen has found that not only do an overwhelming 70%, that's 70% of consumers trust recommendations from their favorite celebrities, that those celebrity followers are actually more likely to engage, reshare, and recall than an average adult user. That's a pretty engaged audience. And the goal is for your brand to choose a celebrity who is trusted already and who is genuine to who they are as an individual, and make sure that they have an organic and authentic fit to your brand. Without this, the campaign is doomed to fail from the very start. The second step is about the celebrity's fan base and making sure it shares a target with your brand's consumer demographic. A sponsored advertising post by your brand that screams "ad" is typically not received well and often seen as an invasion to the consumer's newsfeed. Inversely, a brand message embedded in a celebrity post is delivered in that celebrity's voice and in the hundreds of thousands or millions of newsfeeds of users who have personally opted to follow that celebrity. The way the post enters the consumer's social media feed is important, and having it be from someone they follow, such as a celebrity, makes the engagement possible. This celebrity following could be very large, or it could be, just a medium size. but it's going to be made up of very enthusiastic consumers who have a higher likelihood of engaging with your brand. The goal is to partner with a celebrity who fits your brand and whose fan base naturally aligns with the brand's target market. The message will then be delivered to a receptive consumer and by someone the consumer has personally opted to follow. The third step is about finding a way to ensure transparency to stay on the right side of the law. At times, it's blatantly clear that a celebrity post has been paid for by a brand. And unless it's clearly listed as part of the post, consumers are not always able to discern between what celebrities have been paid to endorse versus a mere personal recommendation. The Federal Trade Commission, you know them as the FTC, has in fact begun to mandate that transparency should exist with celebrity posts that appear in followers' news feeds in order to avoid deception. And recently, the FTC sent 45 celebrities, really big names too, their agents and the brands that they were publicizing, letters showing them how they were breaking the law and what fines could be applied if they didn't make a little bit of changes. A lot of celebrity posts were immediately taken down by very scared brand marketers. Regardless of legal regulation, consumers are aware that celebrities are brand spokespeople who participate in brand advertising platforms of all types. The influence factor is not negated nor engagement reduced when a celebrity post includes a notation that it is indeed a paid post. So trying to be sneaky and getting around it and making someone post something and not have a disclaimer, it's really not the best practice anymore. What is important to consumers is an authentic fit between the brand and the celebrity that speaks to a level of realism and a probability. The consumer believes that if the brand is a bad brand, it's unlikely the favored celebrity would choose to support it, regardless if that is true or not. The goal is to work with a celebrity to create the right scripting that supports the authenticity of the partnership, regardless if the post has the disclaimer that is brand supported. You know, a lot still don't, but the government is going to continue cracking down on brands and their agencies, not the influencer. Not so much, at least. So you have a right to be nervous about coloring inside the lines of this legal situation. As a fourth step, you need to decide who to work with. Based on the budget and who the core consumer is, consider choosing from the broad array of celebrity influencers available, ranging from A-list actors to reality stars to lesser-known YouTube celebrities who still pack a major punch with large followings, and everything in between. The most important thing to keep in mind? That the celebrity is the right fit for your brand. And don't knock non-A-listers. Their names often have a stronger affinity to a brand's core demographic, as who they are seems more attainable than the aspirational world of a high celebrity. Brands should not bypass all reality stars who have often earned an unfair point of view by brand marketers. While a season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians now has about 1.2 million 18 to 49-year-old viewers, and by the way, it's slipped quite a bit in the recent years, Kim Kardashian alone has more than 20 times that in Twitter followers. And she gets paid over $250,000 just to have her post to her account. And that may actually be well worth the cost to your brand if it's an authentic fit, but it's going to have to fit. Reality stars often have a higher kinship and ability to be relatable to a brand's core demographic as their lifestyle appears more attainable than blockbuster A-list celebrities with a perfect life and style. Now, I could also argue with you right now that Kim Kardashian probably fits more along those lines in the profile of an A-list celebrity, but her sisters? That's still a possibility. Or one of the Bachelors, or someone from another reality show. There are definite, plausible options there. The goal is to see who resonates well with the desired demographic, be it sports figure, actor, musician, or personality, and who is open to working with the brand versus just taking money and quickly creating a single social media post. You want someone who wants to embrace your brand. The ideal is to find a partner for the campaign in the truest sense of the word. As a fifth step, figure out your budget for the fees involved and try to do this before you get too far down the road. Paid celebrity posts differ from a traditional paid digital ad campaign where maximum budgets are established based on follow or click rate or CPM. In these cases, a flat fee is paid and is based on three factors. The first, the celebrity's caliber. An A-lister will always be sky high and not necessarily the right fit for your brand. Secondly, the celebrity's fan base reach, which is typically determined by how active they are on each social media platform of the celebrity. And lastly, by what the brand wants the celebrity to do with the post and how many posts are part of the campaign. If you're asking a celebrity to create a photo, that's one thing, but if you're coming at them and asking them to create a whole video, that's a big undertaking and they may need some assistance with that and some more money to make it happen. Depending on the product and the caliber of the celebrity, fees can be negotiated from simple trade-outs up to $50,000 per post or even a six-figure plus social media campaign. These fees can get very, very hefty. The goal is for the brand manager to truly understand the desired outcome in order to determine what budget is worth putting against the campaign. Too low and the entire campaign may be a miss. Too high, it may be too overpowering for what is realistically needed to push consumers into purchasing mode. The sixth step is one that you may not be aware of, and that is the power of whitelisting. And I can hear it now. What is whitelisting? Well, whitelisting is available on a few different social platforms like Facebook and Twitter. And what it means is that you as a brand are provided actual written permission and allowed to promote another person's post by putting money behind it. And this applies to celebrities and large content creators. And yes, the celebrity. And yes, you have to get permission in order to actually pay that social platform money to promote that third-party post. And this is something you should really consider doing. In fact, it's starting to become mandatory. Social platforms just don't provide a whole lot of reach on their own without some ad dollar revenue directed to them. In fact, I've recently read that Facebook shows your post to less than 10% of your followers. That is insane. You've worked so hard to get those followers, and so has that celebrity. And yet, when they do a post, only 10% of people are even going to get to see it. And well, for a little extra money, you can open that up to everyone and beyond. After all, you're already going to be spending money for that celebrity. Let's make sure people have the opportunity to see that glorious content they actually posted. And if the celebrity won't allow you to whitelist, then work out in the contract an extra fee that is being paid directly to the celebrity to have them put behind promoting their post. Trust me, it's absolutely worth it. The seventh step is making that offer. After the budget range has been determined, research who the appropriate celebrity brand ambassador options are, and then reach out to the talent's management team with an offer letter. What is asked of the celebrity will be what determines the fee, and all of those asks need to be presented up front. Celebrities are notorious for not adding on more without raising the budget if a request comes in later, even on items that may have easily been included if just asked the first go around. And those rules about cost per thousand payment based on follower count, totally out the window when it comes to celebrities. They make up their own rules, and having a giant price ask does not necessarily match with having a giant follower base. You're paying for that stardusting that they are bringing to your brand. Websites that typically have accurate information and offer celebrity contact information include IMDb Pro. You can also go to their free version, which is IMDb, WhoRepresents.com, and Contact Any Celebrity. All of these are going to have some sort of fee that you're going to subscribe with, but they really will open the door as far as who you can start doing some outreach to. The goal is for the brand manager to create a well-thought-out, short document to send that details the entire ask of the celebrity, the budget willing to be paid, and any special requests needed, including even the signed photo for your boss. And then get the agreement in writing. Make sure any deal you negotiate is papered outlining every term. The ideal social media practice is to create an integrated campaign using traditional paid social media, complemented by occasional celebrity partnerships that fit your brand, both of which are layered over an earned media plan that offers daily interaction with followers. I know, it sounds like a lot. Seven simple steps, but lots of work to get there. So go get some help. The best option for brand managers to create a successful partnership utilizing celebrities for social media? Well, work with an entertainment agency to research the options and guide the processes. You're going to want to make sure that the agency has strong relationships and excellent knowledge of Hollywood. The agency will know what extras can be negotiated along the way, saving the brand dollars as well as time, and crafting a successful social media campaign utilizing the right celebrity that meets both the budget and the consumer target. And the agency will have the experience to avoid some potential pitfalls along the way, too. And if you want some more helpful hints, visit my agency's website, hollywoodbranded.com, to watch a webinar I gave that dives in even deeper to various tactics on working with celebrities for social media. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful, and please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you would leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know my advice is valuable and interesting to you and gives me more food for thought for future podcasts. Have a great day.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacey Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.